So I guess we're going to talk about Cracker Barrel again. I didn't think we were ever going to talk about Cracker Barrel again, but now CNN is running an article praising the company for saving itself from itself. So for those of you who don't know, last year Cracker Barrel had the cockamamie idea. Is that a word, cockamamie?
It fits Cracker Barrel.
Cockamamie. It fits. Yeah, the cockamamie idea to modernize Cracker Barrel. They brought this new CEO
for a new audience,
and it did not go well. They got rid of the logo. They got rid of a lot of things that made Cracker Barrel Cracker Barrel. They were taking some shortcuts, I guess, with the food, and they were like, it's the all-new, all-different Cracker Barrel. It went over about as well as New Coke, and people were calling for the CEO to be fired, and she was out there defending the changes or whatever. It lasted all of like a week or two, and then they decided to put everything back. And now
spending wasting millions of dollars for this plans for this refurbishment across all the restaurants, which now they just lost all that money.
And there were people calling for the ousting of the CEO, correctly calling for the ousting of the CEO. And somehow, not only did she manage to save her job by just, you know, making Cracker Barrel, but now she's getting praise from CNN, the most trusted media source on the planet. CNN's praising her for putting the company back to exactly where it was before she broke it.
Yeah, not exactly where it was. They're still out. They lost that money. It's okay. You know, look, you know, thank. Usually when you hear this, when like one CEO screws up and they fire that CEO and bring somebody else in, like, oh, they fixed it. Literally set their own kitchen on fire, put it out with water, and then said, oh, look, I'm the hero.
Put it out
but
with
you
grease.
You lit the damn kitchen on fire in the first place.
Yeah, so let's talk about this, because I'm starting to wonder, like, was this a PR stunt? Is this like the whole new Coke thing?
That would
thing?
Be a really dumb PR stunt, wouldn't it? You lost all that money.
It's like, hey, people remember Cracker Barrel now. Now they're going to come back to Cracker Barrel because they forgot all about it until there's all this controversy, and there it is. And yeah, the food's still pretty mid and whatever, but you know, so let's talk about Cracker Barrel again in 2026. Before we get into it any further, please subscribe for more pop culture news, views, and rants, guys. You'll get woohoo if you do.
Woo-hoo.
If you'd like more Clownfish TV, go out to more, more.clownfishtv.com. That's more.clownfishtv.com for episodes you will not find here on YouTube. And if you'd like to listen to the audio version of us instead of watch us, you can do that on Spotify, iTunes, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, wherever you listen to podcasts. Just search for Clownfish TV Podcasts, and chances are pretty good we are there. All right. I about fell out of my chair. This is CNN. Now, CNN is also desperate for clicks at this point in time because they are getting sold to the Ellisons. So, you know, Cracker Barrel CEO Julie Fels-Masino said 6 months ago that she thought she was fired by America following a bungled revamp. Today, she could be on the path to forgiveness.
But path for forgiveness by whom?
By whom?
I mean, if you were a shareholder and they lost all that money for this idiocy, you know, and how it saved itself. You went over the falls in a barrel and somehow you grabbed onto a root and now you're like, oh, well, they thank God they saved themselves. Aren't they heroes? It's like, you're the ones who like pushed yourself over the edge to begin with.
So I just a slight note here, CNN Business at the top of the page, they have, you know, the Dow, the markets, the S&P, all that. And then they have the fear and greed index. This, I'm going to be honest. Maybe I'm just not good at this stuff, but I've never heard of the fear and greed index. So right now, fear, according to CNN Business, fear is driving the U.S. market. Fear.
Do they have an idiocy index to index the
idiocy
article?
Index? I don't know. But here we go. Cracker Barrel. How Cracker Barrel saved itself. They were afraid. They were afraid of losing all of their customers because they basically took this old timey wimey country place that grandma goes on Sunday for pancakes or whatever, and they wanted to turn it into something basically for the soccer mom crowd, I think.
I don't even think it's that. they were trying to appeal to an audience. They didn't want the middle America.
They wanted hipsters. Hipsters. It's very sterile. It was very sterile.
They wanted this new audience that felt welcome. That they said there was a lot of people that didn't feel like they belonged to Cracker Barrel, and they wanted to make sure everybody felt like they belonged. And it's like everybody did belong to Cracker Barrel. I mean,
it's in the name. It's called Cracker Barrel. Okay, I'm just saying. It tells
That's
you
not what that means.
It okay. tells you what kind of place it is. I mean, it's the whitest damn restaurant. No,
that's not true, though.
No, it's not true.
When I was there last time, there was a bunch of people from other countries, and they weren't even speaking English, and they were not white.
Were they there for FIFA? No, it was.
No, this was a while ago. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the thing too. Like, how long ago was it you went to Cracker Barrel? Oh God, like 6 months ago, 8 months ago. I remember though. Because we're part of the whatever rewards club or some shit. I mean, we go like maybe twice a year, but we were getting all kinds of emails from them, panicked emails every weekend. Come on in to Cracker Barrel. We still got biscuits. Come on in. Come on in. We got the peg game. It's not the same peg game. It's made in China.
If you come in, you get free appetizers.
Free appetizers.
20% off the store. The only time I usually go in there is to shop.
Yeah, they have like some kitschy country.
And they have
stuff.
Sometimes you can have the Calico Critters and stuff there. So
yeah,
I have
yeah.
a problem. Okay.
All right. From New York, Cracker Barrel CEO, New York City, Cracker Barrel CEO Julie Fells Messino said 6 months ago she thought she was fired by America following a bungled revamp. Today she could be on the path to forgiveness. She's probably looking for another job and she's got to do this. Puff piece to make sure she can get hired someplace else.
Path to forgiveness. There is no path to forgiveness. People just forgot about you.
They forgot about Cracker Barrel.
You know, they were just like, you know, okay, we're on to the next. I mean, they were mad at PlayStation this week, but you're just bringing it back. You're reminding them.
That's probably what it is.
Forgive you. They just forgot. Now they're going to be like, oh yeah, that cow. You know, it's going to be like that.
The chain's focus on getting back to its roots, doubling down on Southern-inspired comfort food and Americana-themed tchotchkes appears to be resonating. Cracker Barrel reported better-than-expected revenue in its most recent quarter and even raised the outlook for the year.
Oh, wait.
Shares are up 100%.
Even went back to what – for the year. Yes, because when you drop that far – and then people forget, or like you start putting it back, and you easily go back to where you started. That doesn't mean you're ahead. That just means that you know people forgot because you didn't change it, and then you went back to where you started. That's all that means. That's not a win. You're not like, oh, we did better than expected. Which when you expected dog shit,
doing
a little bit better isn't you know. This is not a win.
It's like the Supergirl movie. I expected nothing. I was pleasantly surprised. It was better than nothing, but it was still a 5.
But what I'm saying is, like, we got back up to where we were before we effed up. So how
did
is
they?
That a
no,
win?
They haven't. They're still way down. Like,
well,
if
no,
because
it was last year. They're about.
Oh,
they're,
yeah.
No, they're still not. Yeah, they've been going down already. So they're still in a downward trajectory. They only went up, and it still isn't even quite back to where they were before their idiocy. So it's like you didn't. This isn't a win. We went up 100%, so we are back to where we were.
This is a D+, okay? You're not out of the woods yet.
This is not a win. Like, I mean, talk about you here at spin. This is like a masterclass in spin.
Messino recently told analysts she wanted to ensure customers that we are still the Cracker Barrel you know and love.
Then why did you change it at all in the first place? I mean, you could have changed it. Okay. KFC did a rebrand. It's not hurting them because they still stuck to their core stuff. They just updated their logo a little bit, but it's still Colonel Sanders.
Is it hot Colonel Sanders?
No. Well, they made him look less like a little stick figure. But
what?
If you look at his original logo, the new logo, he looks a little bit less like a person with like a head with a like a little stick figure body.
Oh,
but
okay.
It did not go bad. And the thing is, they didn't change like food. They didn't like make all these changes to it. They just updated it and made a little bit of changes, but they were not ones that were so one drastic and two, just insulting to the customer base, the consumer base. You know, we want to ensure customers were the Cracker Barrel we know they know and love, even though we were going to take everything about it and change it.
Yeah, it looked like a Perkins. It was a very generic, you know, and it's like, then why go to Cracker Barrel versus anywhere else, right?
They said it turned around when Cracker Barrel's plans for modernization were inadvertently thrust into the company in the broader culture war.
No.
Bullshit. You literally were saying, you know, they literally said, And that, if you read between the lines, what they were saying was, we want to open it so more people feel welcome, which means we want to go to the other. So we're going more to the other way so that we can get a new audience is what they were trying to do.
Just like every other company that's worked so well for.
People said the corporate headquarters for there has gone very, 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 very far left. So that's what it was about. And people were like, no, why are you changing this? And, but I mean, you were doing some stupid things. You could have updated it. You could have even making the walls white wasn't that big of a deal. But there was other things you guys changed and you were doing and the implications were there that you were flat out saying yourself. And it was insulting the customers. And then you're like, we fixed our problem. The problem you created.
Look, when they put Uncle Herschel in assless chaps, you knew things were changing.
Things that didn't happen. That would have been funny, though.
That would have been funny. It's like, hey, everybody, happy Pride. Uncle Herschel's got a new shtick for you here. Try our rainbow pancakes. Anyway, it was a bad idea. It was like, look, Cracker Barrel's a certain demographic. It's comfort food. It's, not everybody's going to like it. Make the food better.
Make your food better. That's all you got to do. I mean, and you can brighten it up a little bit because they are kind of dark. I'm not going to lie. And keep it cleaner and brighten it up a little bit. But you didn't have to, throw the baby out with bathwater kind of situations that you tried to do.
Oh, my God. They're pro-abortion.
What?
You throw the baby out with the bathwater.
Oh, okay. I'm slow today.
I don't know. Anyway. All right. So, yeah, they unveiled the updated logo and restaurant design. This is a typical, I hate to be that guy, but, she reminds me of the girlfriend, and she comes into your apartment that you've had for years, and then she decides she's going to change everything in your apartment, even though you're not married. That's what this reminds me of. She just came in. She's like, yeah, this place is great, except I hate everything about it, so let me change all of it. You did not do that because we got an apartment together and you got to pick the curtains out.
Well, no, now all you do is just say, do what you want to do because it's going to look good because I trust you. Anyway.
Yeah.
It's pretty much what you do. I try to tell you what I'm going to do and you're just like,
whatever. Put an addition on. I don't really care. Whatever.
And then I do.
Make you happy. Anyway, makes you happy.
but what I was thinking is it reminds me of Bob Iger where you're going to ruin a whole bunch of stuff to leave your legacy, but your legacy is dog shit.
Oh, God. Some critics hated that Cracker Barrel dumped the famous old-timer character. He was the guy. He was, part of the story. Uncle Herschel. Seeing as a sign that Messino had gutted the brand's folksiness and gone woke. Well, he was literally...
She was making comments along the same line. Not necessarily her, but the comments around why they were doing this were around the same type of thing. It wasn't even that they said woke. They're like, we're trying to attract a new audience.
Oh, shit. Okay, so this is written in New York City. It's really difficult to be at the helm of a brand that has the kind of legacy and reputation that Cracker Barrel does because that's powerful, said Robert Byrne, Senior Director of Consumer Research for Technomic. When you try to affect change in attempts to modernize the brand in one way or another, that's a thorny issue for a lot of consumers.
Then why do it? If you know that, then don't do it. I mean, you can update it and make it a little nicer. You can make the walls a little wider. But the thing is that they were mostly mad about was the fact that your food had been shit and then you got rid of Uncle Herschel.
Yeah, that was stupid. What we didn't see in the... Okay, so this was... She went on Glenn Beck. I forgot about that. She went on Glenn Beck to try to get some conservative cred. So she went to a cracker radio station to try to get some cracker cred. She talked to Glenn Beck.
Cracker cred.
I can say that. I make card carrying cracker.
No. We're also I'm from the country, the rural area. So I can say it more than you can.
Yeah, she's actually more of a cracker than I am. But anyway, what we didn't see in the data. You're a saltine. That's what I call you. What we didn't see in the data was the way that people see themselves in the logo. She told Beck when the old timer and when the barrel were gone, it was like we had taken them out of it and that we weren't valuing what they value. It's like we took Uncle Herschel back and shot him.
It wasn't even just that. It was the attitude around it. It was the way it was presented. It was the comments that were made. From people, that were involved, there was a lot of reasons people got mad. It wasn't just, they're just being ridiculous. It's just kind of trying to paint it in a way. She's trying to like basically brush it off.
Oopsie doopsie.
Yeah. But again, you didn't solve anything. You created the problem.
Yes.
You caused it yourself. Spent millions of dollars making a dumbass mistake. Didn't even do your due diligence in testing it out or whatever. And then getting, you know, feedback. Went and did this. It blew up in your face. You have basically eked out to back almost where you were, but not quite where you were before. And then you're calling it a win.
So here are some of the comments. This person, Hollywood, says, who the F wrote this story? They got it all wrong. Fake news from this garbage network. America saved Cracker Barrel from an almost certain bankruptcy thanks to the CEO who wanted to spend billions of dollars on remodeling something or better left unchanged. The MLB should take note. Well, actually, yeah, it was the backlash. They didn't change because they wanted to change. She changed to save her job. And there were, the steak place. They were hovering too.
Oh,
they were
Steak like, and Shake or whatever.
Steak and Shake. Yeah. They're like, hey, this is a terrible idea. This is a terrible idea that you're changing something that's very.
But he's got some things.
He's got a vested interest in it. And here's the thing though, too, just all the way around, like all of these restaurants are failing. Like they're all failing because people don't have the money like they did to go out to eat. And I think a lot of it is because these damn private equity firms are buying up the companies. They just bought Pizza Hut. Private equity firm just bought Pizza Hut.
Yeah, they keep allowing private equity firms. They come in, destroy everything they touch.
So somehow the Pizza Hut pizza, even though Pizza Hut was starting to turn around, they're like, hey, let's go back to the Red Roof and the classic nostalgia, bring arcade machines back, and the book club, the whole thing. We'll do all this shit like we did in the 80s, 90s, and people loved it. And then like immediately they're like, yeah, the private equity firm's going to rip it to shreds. I mean, that's what they do.
Only in America does the CEO run a company into the ground and gets a raise. Cracker Barrel should give its loyal customers free lunch since they were the ones who saved the company.
That's actually true. Not sure it's saved, says Carol. I just ate at my local Cracker Barrel and it wasn't a good experience. Food was not very warm and the store now only had cheap garbage.
Well, they were switching a lot of things to China, apparently.
Well, yeah, because they said that she fired the marketing agency in the article. It said she fired the marketing agency and she brought the menu guy back or whatever, the chef that created the menu. But I don't think they brought back the company that they put out of business. They put the Peg Game company out of business. They had a handshake deal, which is you shouldn't have a handshake deal. You really need to get that in writing. But they had a handshake deal for decades with Cracker Barrel, and that was like their biggest customer. And then they pulled the plug because they thought they could make the Peg Games cheaper in China, and they're not as good. And then that was it. They went out of business. So you're going to bring them back? I don't think you're so back we all learned. Oh, my God.
Oh, this is a bunch of, yeah. This is big.
Back we learned that MAGA snowflakes who hate cancel culture care more about a logo design.
No, but they're also making a
I like
story.
This. I like this, though.
This
I do like
this.
This
is not how it happened. This is not how it happened.
Not a lot of people know this, but Richard Pryor actually started Cracker Barrel back in the early 70s. It was called Honky Barrel. Years later, he sold to Chris Rock, and he changed the name.
Yeah.
That would be
funny,
a funny story,
but not
though.
True.
That'd be a funny story. She almost ruined a company, and your reporters, instead of accountability for someone making a higher salary than most of us will ever even come close to, is to make excuses. No, fired. No salary taken with her. She did a terrible job. The one thing that I took away from the Microsoft layoffs yesterday, they had a bloodbath on Monday, and they fired a bunch of people on Xbox. And they basically said that they're going to expect accountability in Xbox. If you greenlight a $200 million game and it fails, guess who's getting fired?
Yeah, well, that's how it used to be. But can't reiterate this enough. It was already in decline. And instead of doing things that would have raised it up, like, you know, maybe fix their prices, make their food better, do a couple small things, you could even update some stuff. Just, you know, things they could have done that were like one things people would have liked. She instead was going to change everything about it down to the logo, going after a new audience, all this stuff. They kept saying repeatedly all these things. And then it blew up in her face. She spent like $600 million or something kind of ridiculous amount of money on
it. It was more than $500 million.
It was ridiculous amount of money on this failure. And then they get back, they're not even back to where they were completely. And then they're celebrating her as saving the company from the own problems she created.
Yes. Like, oh my God, we did what we should have done in the first place, right? And then everybody's making this like a MAGA thing. It's like, no,
it wasn't. It was across the board. People didn't like it. It wasn't, I'm so tired of it. We have to politicize everything. If you don't like it, it's because you're this and this. If you like it, it's because you're... No, it was just a bad decision on a restaurant that had been around for years and needed some updates. It still probably needs some updates. But like you said, sending out the one company that was American-made where they did the game and then to China to make it cheaper and then buying cheaper crap and not making the food as good and the day-old biscuits and crap like that was probably why it wasn't doing well.
Yeah, so it's like... I don't know. This is a very weird timing. Is her contract up for?
I don't know. I wonder where I can get a job like her or Kathleen Kennedy or whatever, where you can just keep effing it up right and left and then still get paid and get, you know, get told how wonderful you are.
You're greatest. You're the greatest. You stop the bleeding that you caused. I know you stabbed them, but you put a Band-Aid on it. Oh, my God.
You put pressure on it. So
you saved their lives from your own fatal stab
wound. They still lost half their arm, but they still have the other half. Thank you. You saved them.
If it were my decision, and I'm like, you just damned this company, you're gone. Or she was trying to lower. A lot of people were speculating she was trying to lower the value so somebody could come in and scoop it up dirt cheap, because a lot of these restaurants are getting scooped up.
That could be. Who knows? You know, so I don't know. Knows? All it's I know, weird, what I do weird. Know is she done caused the problem. Hasn't gone back to. Oh, we went up 100%. So you went up back up to where you were before the problem. So
yeah,
that's not a win. You're not,
this isn't
that,
a win,
that's not
lady.
Even back up to where.
This isn't
not
a win.
A win.
All right. You need to be more cracker. You need to be more. You need to plus
Would
it.
You stop with the cracker.
Anyway, I just like I can say that because I am one.
So, it's a Ritz, baby.
I'm a Ritz. I'm just not any. I'm a townhouse. I'm rich and buttery. We're gonna wrap it up.
Yes.
Please subscribe for more pop culture news, views, and rants. We'll talk later.
Bye.